Medicare to get information on all your options.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Greetings, welcome to the New Year's Eve program of The Present Truth. This is I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have an article here. You know, America always goes into countries, they destroy the countries, and then somebody has to rebuild. We talked about this just a little bit yesterday. Now, out of Breitbart News, guess what's going to happen? Zelensky says Ukraine is ready to join the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos as it seeks post-war funding. See, Zelensky thinks that he is going to remain in power through the war with Russia and be successful in destroying Russia, and he will be the man in charge to rebuild Ukraine. Well, he doesn't know that he's not going to live that long. He may wish he could live that long, but he's not. I believe the Holy Spirit has other plans for him. When the global elites of business, finance, banking, and big government convene in Davos next month at the World Economic Forum, their annual meeting, Ukraine will be there. Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed Wednesday his government will be meeting in Switzerland, revealing that he spoke to CEO Larry Fink of BlackRock about financing the post-war rebuilding effort. So, I had mentioned a month ago that industry or corporations were considering rebuilding after the war ends, after Ukraine is completely destroyed, rebuilding everything. Power lines, water, gas, buildings, industries. Which corporations were going to be the ones involved with the rebuilding? Well, we're not sure yet, but we know who's going to finance it. BlackRock. They specialize in this company. Specialists of this company are already helping Ukraine to structure the fund for the reconstruction of our state, says Zelensky. He didn't say whether he would attend the January 16th to 20th World Economic Forum in person or participate virtually. He might not want to participate in person because he could be assassinated. He doesn't have much of a future ahead of him. He thinks he does, like many of the globalists. They think they have a wonderful future ahead, but you know what? They know that they don't have the vision for what is going to happen in the next decade. They don't have a vision. There is nothing but assumption and wishful thinking concerning what will happen in 5 years, let alone 10. They're wondering, what can happen? What can we do? What can we plan for 5 years out? We might be able to do that, but we cannot plan 10 years out because things are shifting quickly. They can't predict the nations that are going to have national wars, conflicts with each other. They can't predict. They try to manage everything, but you can't manage people. People are like feral cats. You can try to herd them up. You can try to direct them. You can try to suppress. You can try to destroy. But still, they cannot predict, because the nature of man, mankind, is we are the most intelligent species ever in the history of mankind, other than spiritual forces. But man, created in the image of God, we have an edge over all the creatures of the world. You cannot predict. They're trying to predict. They're trying to look into their crystal balls. They are making plans for a futuristic world where there's going to be electric cars. There's going to be other transportation. Won't be just electric cars. But they cannot see exactly what decisions to make today where they can be profitable in the future. They're speculating. But now they're speculating that they're going to put together the financing so that corporations can begin to rebuild Ukraine. I don't know. So he said that over the longer term, the Ukrainian government would have to create such conditions that people and businesses would not be afraid to exist in this country, to thrive in this country. The country right now is cursed. It has a curse on it. That country right now, presently, everything that you see taking place in that country, in the war against Russia, in the... Well, we'll have to talk about that in just a little bit. New Year's Eve program of The Present Truth. We'll be back. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Thank you.
Okay. Another thing Zelensky was comparing Ukraine to was Israel. He asked these people at the gathering to consider the example of Israel, which finds itself in a similar hostile environment, but has managed to establish itself as a relatively prosperous economy with a thriving tech industry, despite living in a near-constant state of low-level conflict or worse. So he's comparing Ukraine to Israel. Two different birds. Completely different birds. The war in Ukraine is being led by the CIA, American intelligence. What the wars in Israel are being led, these wars take place because of terrorist groups in the Islamic State. Those that are Islamic. So two different birds. So he's saying that business might be tough in Ukraine, but it can happen. Just like business in Israel is tough, but it does work. Now Schwab, he greeted members with a salute, and he quoting Klaus Schwab, "The future is built by us." See, these devil worshipers, these people in the occult, I've talked about Schwab and his lineage, his family, they're Nazis, their religion is Nazism, is the religion of death. The future is built by us, by a powerful community. Now, what is he talking about? This is doublespeak. This is dark speak. By a powerful community. Who is the community Schwab is talking about? Insight into what he's saying. They tell us in the open these little secrets, these little snippets of who they are, what they do, but we just glaze over it. The future is built by us. Who is the us? Devil worshipers. Then he says, the us is a powerful community. What is the community? Luciferian Satan worshipers. And he finishes the sentence by saying, as you hear in this room. So, who is in the room with him? People who hate the God of the Bible, who hate the Messiah that gave his life and shed his blood for mankind. These people hate who I just mentioned, Jesus Christ. He says history is at a turning point, government and business strategies. This was the theme for the 2020 edition of the 51-year-old non-governmental organization NGO lobbying organization founded by the German engineer and economist. It was founded by him, but the people involved, all of them, you cannot be involved in that secret society. And that secret society is in the open. You cannot be a member involved unless you have sworn allegiance to some secret society, whether they be Freemasons, whether they be from the United States Skull and Bones, whether they be Rosicrucians, whether they be Jesuits, I can go on and on. You cannot be members in the World Economic Forum unless you are a globalist. Now, these individuals know that the coming, we have that new liberal New World Order, the God-hating New World Order is in the Bible. They know that when they come to power, they are fully aware that all of their comrades are devil worshipers in one way or the other, depending on which branch of devil worship they are in. The world is beginning to understand that group of people, this group, this committee, these individuals in this community, like the people that were in that room when he gave that speech, and going back and studying his family lineage, both parents were involved in the occult. You can go back to, just have to research Klaus Schwab, and his father's name was, what was it? Oh, I almost had it. I've talked about him before. But he was one of the leading men, engineers, in Germany, in an area of Russia, area of Germany, Ravensburg, that the American military could not, the English, Americans, the Allies, forces, they could not go into that area of industry and bomb anything there. They were not allowed to. That is where they were making heavy water for the nuclear programs in the future. You could not touch that area. Well, Schwab's father, he was Eugen, I believe it's called Eugen Schwab. His father was basically running this big, I forgot the name of the corporation, which was flamethrowers, you name it, all kinds of military equipment. But when you find out who these people are, then when you know where they come from, everything they present in their speeches, as they are before the press, there's always something hidden, because they're always talking to those people in the know, in their community, that they have a hidden language. That's the way they speak to one another. They pick their words carefully. So this new meeting is going to take place in Davos, and here in January, in the middle of the month. So the theme of the meeting, here's what the theme of the meeting is. Cooperation in a fragmented world. About 2,500 people that are going to fly in from around the world to talk about cooperation in a fragmented world. And how are we, why is the world fragmented? Because that was part of their plan. That is something that they, a plan that they put in place to fragment, to cause disunity, so that the world wars against itself. So this is what's happening. We just, we're witnessing, I mean history, Bible history, from the scriptures. Now, in Germany, there is a German Federal Office for Radiation Protection. Now we're going to start talking about everyone, the nations at the UN talking about nuclear war. Well, here this German federal officer, or I'm sorry, the German Federal Office for Radiation Protection, he's warned. The Ukraine conflict could cause a wide range of catastrophes. Germans should prepare for nuclear emergencies. Well, right out in the open, they tell us what the German people should prepare for. And then there is this Director Margarita Simonian of the paper in Russia, Russia Today. She said, I talked to our war reporters today who just got back from there. I talked to them. They tell me there are no longer any Ukrainians on the front lines. There are only Poles there from Poland, Polish regular soldiers. She says, and my war correspondents know this. Margarita, they say, we see it with our own eyes. What does this mean? She says, this means we are already in direct war with a NATO country. Russia's in war now, again, with a NATO country, not just Ukraine. There are now 15,000 Polish regular soldiers there. So what if there are hundreds of thousands? Are we going to sit and do nothing? She says, we are going to attack Poland. If they push us from there, we're going to attack Poland. So we're watching something evolving, and I was telling you about how they're trying to stop the supply lines in Poland, and it's Belarus. They're the ones that are sending soldiers in to interfere with all of the supplies coming through Poland into Ukraine. So we are now at war with the Polish regular army, and we already know it. So what are we going to do about it? Question mark. Then you have Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying that blackouts are continuing across the country with 9 million people left without power. So what is he saying? What is he saying? This is a plea. This is an emotional plea to the people of the world. This is what he's doing. He's making a plea. There are 9 million people in our country without power last Monday. Our engineers are working over the winter holidays to patch up the country's battered energy grid. This is an emotional plea to the nations of the world. Please pity us. Pity our Ukrainian people. I'm the one that makes sure that they stay in the grinding fields, in the grinder. I'm the one that makes sure they stay there. And I'm the one, because I am a operative of the United States CIA and other American intelligence agencies, I'm their man on the ground. I'm the individual who is keeping this war going forward, and I'm not going to allow it to end, because if I do, my Nazi soldiers will hunt me down and kill me. So I better continue doing everything I can to push the war forward and to beg and plea and ask in a dignified way, please send us help. Please pity Ukraine. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, wow. Our engineers are working through the winter holidays. Half of Ukraine's energy system has been damaged after months of Russian strikes on power infrastructure. An emotional plea. They wouldn't have any Russian strikes if the United States would get out, if the NATO soldiers would leave, if the mercenaries paid for by American dollars would leave. There wouldn't be any strikes. There wouldn't be any battered energy grid. Then he says, nearly half of Ukraine's energy system has been damaged, again, by months of Russian strikes. Well, what do you expect? Leaving the people in the cold and dark for hours at a time. This is an emotional plea. This is a very powerful strategy. MSN, CNN, all of these medias are saying, look at how terrible this is. Russia, Russia is so unmerciful to these people. No, these people are the ones that are unmerciful. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Happy New Year to those that are dropping off. Don't drop off. We'll be back.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at TacticalCivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
So I just want to present to you the emotional plea by Volodymyr Zelensky, because most people don't, it goes to the heart. And when you speak to people from the emotion, this is where the great psychological deception begins. You know who speaks from the heart like this quite often? Joe Biden, making pleas, emotional pleas to people. Another expert at it, not with facts but with emotion, was Barry Satoru. That's his Christian name. Obama. He would speak. This is what makes him so cunning, so powerful in his speech. He doesn't really stick to the facts. He twists the truth, and he emotionally catches you. But American people have not learned how to stay away from the emotion, not to get sucked in by an individual emotionally, and stick to the truth, to the facts, to what is real. So anyhow, this is what Zelensky is doing. And you know who is really supporting him? Definitely Empire. But I do know that I have no doubt that this present conflict is the continuing strategy of Barry Satoru. His strategy is never, he's never changed his plan. Two things he wants: war and the destruction of the Constitution of this country. And he will destroy it. You watch. He's coming back. This individual, people don't believe it. And it says that when he does come back, everybody is going to be so shocked, they're not going to believe it, and fear is going to come on them. Barry Satoru is going to come back. You watch. He hasn't gone away completely. He's just in the basement doing what he does with his stuff. What kind of stuff? According to articles I read, occult things. So, now, Biden, here while we're in this, we had this blizzard there over the holidays, Joe went on another vacation to the Virgin Islands. This man now has taken more vacations than Barack Obama. He holds the record. He goes on another vacation. And then what happens here in this country, because of this severe weather we've had, Southwest Airlines had to cancel over 13,000 flights on Christmas, you know, New Year's, during this season, holiday. And I guess the reason is because they had a piece of software program that they just bought off the shelf, SkySolver. The equipment broke down. And it left the pilots and crews not knowing where their planes were or which airport they needed to be. It's not a joke. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just kind of bizarre. So, we are, you know, again, with Southwest Airlines, I know that one of the hosts was flying to Texas yesterday. He was supposed to leave DIA last night at 9. He had to go in early. I don't know. We tried to get in touch with him to see if he's even was even able to catch a flight out of here to get back to Texas. Don't know. So then another thing too. The World Economic Forum, it has dropped Twitter. It's now promoting, and this is who Schwab is. They've dropped Twitter, and they're promoting a Chinese state-controlled social media app and their media apps instead. So Twitter appears to be moving in the right direction, because if these people are dropping Twitter, there's something they know that we don't, something they see that we're not aware of. It's like when they dropped Russia, when Schwab dropped Russia out of the World Economic Forum. Well, they knew that Vladimir Putin had his men in the World Economic Forum system to watch to see what the inside plans were for the future of the world. And what did they see? They saw and watched the increased activity to bring about a digital system on the nations of the world. They learned exactly what the plan was, and what did Russia do? The president do? Putin? What did Putin do? He knew the strategy, and he'd already begun a decade and a half ago to bring in a BRICS trading system, a BRICS trading network, with their own system of finance, and a digital system too. They have to bring that in. They don't have a choice. They're going to that. These BRIC nations are, to some degree, are going to have to trade with the West using that system, but they will not be controlled by that system. That's the difference. They'll use it, but it will not control them. And when Schwab realized that Russia could not be controlled, what did he do? He bounced Russia out of that system, the first one to go. Well, now they bounced Twitter. And so they've censored the elites of the world, not just in Economic Forum, but others, well, all of them in the World Economic Forum, they have censored big Twitter. They've censored it. And the World Economic Forum appears to have joined the canceled Twitter campaign promoting Chinese status-controlled social media apps to push the Davos agenda. Twitter is noticeably absent from the entities listed on the organization's, quote, How to Follow Davos 2023 social media pamphlet. And that appears to be no accident. And it appears to the independent journalist Jordan Schrachtel wrote. So, the World Economic Forum cancels Twitter. You have to pay attention to it because those that are bounced from World Economic Forum, Facebook, they're doing something right. So we're going to continue in just a little bit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC. Okay, so there is so much information. It's very difficult sometimes to pick a direction. With what's happening in Ukraine, now again, you're having more and more conflicts. Now with the Kosovo and Serbia, the conflict is escalating there too. Now, another thing is there is another article that the Afghan soldiers that were in Afghanistan, the American-trained soldiers in Afghanistan, because they were betrayed, basically, NATO troops, they have decided that they are going to work with Russia, and they have asked Russia to allow them to be sent into Ukraine to go to war in Ukraine because they were betrayed by the good old U.S. of A. So they're asking to be sent to the conflict in the Middle East. I mean, is that incredible or what? Then there's a Chris Hedges. He was a correspondent. He said that the Democrats are now the war party. And he said that in 2014, the U.S. backed a coup in Ukraine that installed a government that included neo-Nazis. Everybody's finding out about this, finally, and was antagonistic to Russia. He said the coup triggered a civil war with the ethnic Russians and eastern Ukraine. The Donbas sought to secede from the country, resulting in over 14,000 people dead and 150,000 people left homeless. And he said that the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which, according to Jacques Baud, a NATO security advisor who worked for the Swiss intelligence, said that this was instigated by the escalation. The Russian invasion was escalated. The escalation took place because of Ukraine's war on the Donbas. Pardon me. I've been trying to learn how to swallow for like ever. So it also followed that the Biden administration's rejection of proposal sent by the Kremlin late in 2021, which could have averted that Russian war. I've talked about this before, because they didn't want to negotiate or even discuss the matter, Russia was forced to invade to stop all of the objectives of America working with NATO nations and the EU nations, working with Klaus Schwab, working with the Pilgrim Society out of New York and England, working with occult agencies, and they waited for the right time during, I think I told you yesterday, Angela, I didn't tell you, I was going to read and tell you that Angela Merkel, she stated that the Minsk agreements in 2014, they weren't there, they weren't put in place to stop the conflict in Ukraine back in 2014. They were put in place to allow Ukraine time to train and to get the equipment needed to provoke Russia. They needed time. They needed a space of about 6 years, roughly, to get ready for the present conflict. This was Angela Merkel. And there was another gentleman, I forget what his credentials were, in NATO. He agreed that it was just a period of time to rearm. Now, they're also presently the Islamic terrorists surrounding Israel have had time to rearm. They have been rearming since the last conflict. Well, I think when Netanyahu was in, before he was removed or before he was replaced. But now, once again, Netanyahu is in. And I heard a little bit of the program today with Alex Jones talking about Netanyahu, how he is, he, and I have to say, you know, Netanyahu, he is the president, or he is the king of Israel. He is definitely a not such a nice guy. He really isn't. But I have to say that he does have the temperament and the disposition. The next time the terrorists decide to begin attacks on Israel, the nation, or the Jewish people, either, he's going to move quickly, and he is going to take care of business with the terrorist groups to the north in Lebanon, Syria, in Damascus, in present-day Jordan, down south in western Saudi Arabia, and also in the west, in the Gaza Strip. He's not going to mess around this time around. That's why he's back in there. I'm wondering what's going to happen this spring. It's almost spring. The days are getting longer. Have you noticed since the first day of the winter being beginning, the days are getting longer? I've noticed. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
You know, for the perfect storm for the New World Order to be what it's supposed to be at the end of the world, there has to be a perfect storm. The perfect one aspect of the perfect storm is we can't get away from a digital system. You know, the Bitcoin, I had articles I'd been reading. I've studied it. This was a DARPA a plan. It was brought in by DARPA. It was a government operation. I don't believe that it was just somebody that just did something with digital currency. I've been studying it, and I do believe that the government was involved. And one of the reasons to get people to soften up to the thought of using cryptocurrency, because if you get familiar with cryptocurrency, then you're pretty much, comfortable with a digital currency any kind, because it's done, via the computer, online. That's one part of the perfect storm. The other part of the perfect storm is demonizing Russia and trying to get all the nations of the world together to go to war with Russia. The United States is having a very difficult time with the NATO nations, with the European nations. Very hard time. I don't believe that the globalists realized how hard a time they were going to have in this matter with Russia. They have the sanctions on Russia should have destroyed any other nation. The sanctions that Trump put on China, those sanctions were more powerful than the sanctions that have been put on Russia. The sanctions on China, on America's behalf, were more productive. Our sanctions did hurt China immensely. But the sanctions that we put on Russia, along with the other nations that have joined with us, they have just made Russia stronger. And many nations realized we need an alternative for our countries. We can't continue to be ruled by the World Economic or by the World Banks, by the IMF, Bank of International Settlements, and all these agencies. We can't allow our countries to continue to suffer through America's stranglehold financially on our nations. This is why they're joining an alternate system. There's an alternative. The BRICS nations, all this was set in motion by Vladimir Putin. He's done so much. And there'll come a time when people will wake up and say, this is the one country behind this one individual that has done more for the world to keep the nations of the world out of the Antichrist digital controlled network. And people will realize it. And it'll be too late. The people of America, it will be too late. The European countries. The European countries, the United States has already, for the most part, betrayed European countries. And the same thing will happen when Antichrist comes to power. He will also betray them. He will make sure he holds the power in his hand and not relinquish any of that power until the right time to destroy America. We'll be back tomorrow. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow. I'll be here for tomorrow's program.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.